Monday night, May 6th at the Hyatt Regency in San Francisco, you're invited to join athletes and celebs at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame Enshrinement Dinner. Be there to celebrate this year's class featuring Olympic swimmer Jenny Thompson, San Jose Earthquakes legend Chris Wondolowski, Niners Super Bowl hero John Taylor, Sharks icon Patrick Marleau, and the architect of the Giants dynasty, Brian Sabian. Be a part of this star-studded evening benefiting Special Olympics Northern California. To purchase tickets, visit bashoff.org. That's BASHOF.org.
It's time for the Sharks Morning Skate with all the latest on San Jose Sharks hockey. Here are your hosts, Dan Rusinowski and Drew Remenda.
The Morning Skate at SAP Center at San Jose tonight. We've got the Sharks and the Minnesota Wild. And over here at Sharks Ice at San Jose, we've got a crowd in this building. That's probably because the Barracuda have got this major afternoon contest against Texas. And of course, the Sharks have one more for the home fans. And I'd like to take this opportunity, and I know you would too, to express my appreciation, our appreciation for everything that the people who listen to this podcast do all season long. Many of you are attendees at SAP Center at San Jose. You've been very loyal, and under some tough circumstances, Sharks territory is still a great place.
It certainly is, and it's because the fans are so loyal to us, and we know, gang, it's been painful for us too. This has been a very difficult year. The last few years have been really difficult, but this one seemed heavier and tougher. The Sharks faced more adversity. But you're always there. You're always listening to us, always watching us. And I can tell you, because I left for a while and went to a different market, that there truly isn't any other fans in the league that I have more respect for and more love for, and you show that back to us. You are absolutely the best. I know everybody says we got the best fans in the NHL. We definitely have the best fans in the NHL.
Well, they certainly showed it to us all year. And by the way, this is not the last Morning Skate show of the season. We've still got a couple of more after this, but this is the last home game, and I know that the Sharks want to finish up the way that they'd like to with a victory for their fans against the Minnesota Wild team that they've lost to twice. But I can tell you, though, we've had some great stories over the last couple of games, and the last two wins have been Devin Cooley's show, which has been really cool for the people in Los Gatos. I'm still waiting for people over at Double D Sports Bar to put up a big Cooley shirt up there because he's from that town. But more than that, I think it's just been a nice little story for everybody to feel really good. But yet, at the same time, it's been really a great story about how a young man has taken his career seriously and done the extra work to get better, and there's still a long way to go.
Well, you tell the story. You're the guy to talk to him after the loss against Chicago, where Sharks are up, lose to Chicago in overtime. He doesn't have a great third period. You tell the story what happened after that.
Well, he went to Thomas Speer and he said, I want to do whatever it takes in the next practices, and I want to do those drills until my legs feel like they're going to fall off. And Thomas Speer looked at him and said, all right, let's do it. And I don't think that there have been too many prouder people than Thomas Speer at the last couple of wins for Devin Cooley because of that. He's got the attitude that's so coachable, and that's something that kind of trickles over to the other players on the team and in the organization. So, and I can tell you right now, if Devin Cooley stays with the Sharks next year and ends up in the American Hockey League, he's going to approach it the identical way. He'll work with Yevgeny Nabokov there. He'll work with Thomas Speer here. And he'll be a good example for everybody. And I think that's another big step forward for the organization.
100%. And I love that story because, as you said, and you brought up that key word, coachable. Devin does take his craft seriously. I love the fact that he takes things on his shoulder and looks in the mirror. I love the fact that it's worked out for him the last two games. But the last two wins with Devin in net, we both have seen Thomas Speer after, and you're right, there's a smiling guy right there, very happy, and he deserves it. I mean, that's the great part about coaching. I mean, a lot when you go through a season like this, you know, you're coaching, you don't think much of yourself because you think, well, I didn't do my job well enough. But you can take small victories. You can take smaller and smaller victories. And Devin Cooley, And Thomas Speer is a small victory for the Sharks.
By the way, he basically said during each game that he's been playing, he has an attitude that we're all going to die someday. So let's just forget about it. Nothing matters. And I'm hearing him talk about that, and it reminds me of the movie Slapshot, where Killer Carlson has the records from the Swami Baha, and he says, one with the universe, nothing matters. One with the universe, nothing matters. It's kind of what he's doing out there.
It really is. That's fantastic. Slapshot was on the other day, by the way. That movie gets better and better with age, but that's funny.
It does.
Absolutely right. And really, that's, you've got to find your clarity, right? You've got to find, especially as a goalie, get that last goal out of your head, and that's hard to do for goalies.
But Nico Sturm also said it, you have to find your process. Yeah. Every player, even as good as he's been his entire career, once you get to pro hockey, you have to find that process and understanding of who you are, and I think that every goalie's got to do that, but every player's got to do it. You know, you're seeing that with the development of William Eklund, for instance. How about the end of the game, the last game out against Seattle, when the Sharks are allowing 50 shots on net, they're winning, they're not going to the playoffs, and on the same shift, William Eklund blocks a shot after he made a mistake, and he felt so responsible that he put his body out there and basically didn't play the rest of the game. And then, right after that, just seconds later, Mario Ferraro did the same thing, although he wasn't as shaken up as badly. But that's the kind of thing you want to see from a team, especially a team that hasn't even won 20 games yet.
Yeah, you know, you could look at it and go, well, what difference does it make? If you're William Eklund, what difference is it going to make? All right, fine. You know, but we only won 19 games, and all right, I gave the puck away. But he gave the puck away and then made up for it with it, putting his body on the line. That shows an amazing maturity for a young man, and understanding that to be a pro, you've got to do some things. You've got to put your body on the line. To be a pro, you've got to be able to sacrifice for your team, and you got to show the guys that I'm playing for you. That's the important part. Our good friend Jamie Baker, I'll never forget that year, 93-94. He talked about it. He and I talked about it once, and he said, Drew, the difference between that team, you guys did a good job as coaches and all that, but the difference on that team and some of the other ones I played for is the fact that I didn't want to let the guy I was sitting beside down, and he didn't want to let me down. I played for him, he played for me, and it's you're playing for your brothers, man. You're playing for your teammates. You are playing for the guys that you've gone to 82 games through with, that you're going to continue to work. And that's what William showed that night.
Well, he's going to show it again, because he's none the worse for wear. Looks like he's right back out there with that top line with Mikael Granlund and Fabian Zetterlund. And by the way, how about Granlund? 10-game point scoring streak at this stretch of the season, continuing to show great leadership. Eklund is stepping up. Zetterlund, another 20-plus goal season to talk about. Actually, his first one in his career, but another one for us to talk about. And the big thing today against Minnesota is, will somebody else please score besides these three guys?
You'd like that, right? You got to have some depth. You got to find a way. And so you want to, and you just got to simplify, get pucks. Watch Granlund. He's not the biggest guy in the world. He's quick, yeah, but he gets in, protects the puck, gets support. They move. They don't stand still. They get down the boards. They win those 50-50s. Exactly right. A lot of they're great players. They're really smart, strong, good players. They have a lot of good skills. But they get most of their work done through smarts, reading the play, and friggin' hard work.
Determination,
exactly. Resilience. They just refuse to lose the shift. That's what they do. They go out to me, and I watch their shifts. I think to myself, they're not going to lose this shift. And that's how you have to approach the game.
Here's who I want to see get one today. Thomas Bortolo. I'd like to see him get some reward, because he's been doing a lot of really good things, but he would be a nice guy to be another scorer other than that top line. Same thing for that, you know, Luke Cunnan's been scoring a little bit lately, that other line that they're playing together with Klim Kostin. That's a nice line. But also, here's another one. I don't know yet, because I'm watching this practice, but there's a good chance that Kevin LeBanc might get in. And I think it's been a tough year for him. It's certainly, he's at a pivotal moment in his career. If he does get in today, let's see something.
Yeah, I think this one of those years where it just didn't work for him. You don't lose confidence, you choose to give it away. Yeah, he's got to wear it because it's his responsibility. I just hope that he finds a way to recapture what he was for the Sharks a few years ago.
We're going to be on the air at 7 o'clock from SAP Center at San Jose, and we appreciate all of the fans who tune in so loyally each and every game. 7 o'clock Pacific time, the time. We'll see you then. Until then, that's our Morning Skate today.
You've been listening to the Sharks Morning Skate. Make sure you're listening all season long to the latest Sharks news and information right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.